The State Agriculture Commissioner is currently in charge of processing concealed weapon permit requests. Commissioner Adam Putnam, a self-described proud NRA sellout, has greatly expanded the program under his leadership. Coupled with recent mass shootings, Putnam's office saw a huge spike in applications, but the influx proved too much for the office to handle. In June, the Tampa Bay Times reported that for more than a year, the state failed to run requests through a national background check database. After reviewing the applications processed during that time, Putnam's office retroactively revoked 310 permits. This week, the Times discovered errors were more widespread than previously thought. An Auditor General's report found Putnam didn't disclose information to investigators, gave false information to the public, and approved more erroneous licenses even after the problem was discovered. And to incoming Agriculture Commissioner Democrat Nikki Fried, that's a big problem.
We need to do an audit of the department and figure out exactly what happened, why somebody was able to not log in for 13 months. Whether that could happen again, we need to make sure that those holes are plugged.
Fried campaigned on pushing for more gun regulations and on checking the power of the state's concealed weapons permit system. Part of the solution, she says, is moving permitting to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Law enforcement is already so instrumental in the process, and that way you get politics out of this. You know, we saw after the primary that over 300 emails were released between the Department of Agriculture and the NRA lobbyists, where she had direct influence over policies that were coming out of the Department of Agriculture.
The legislature is poised to do just that. Two Democratic senators have filed a bill that would move oversight of concealed weapons permits to FDLE.
They are the ones who can truly understand the aftermath of weapons getting into the hands of those who should not have them, and they are supposed to and do manage and uphold the law.
That's Plantation Democrat Senator Lauren Book. She's the bill's sponsor. But Florida NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer wants control of the program moved to Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis. She told the Times an elected official should oversee the program. Orlando Democratic Senator Linda Stewart calls this a Republican power grab.
When is the Nikki Fried, the person who was recently elected, is a Democrat, that's who would normally take over this responsibility. Now she wants it put into another cabinet member who is a Republican that cries and shouts out partisanship.
Meanwhile, Agriculture Commissioner Putnam has defended his department, but he's largely remained silent about changes to the program.
Well, there's a lot of opinions about where to move it to, if they move it at all, and I'll let the legislature sort that out.
The Democratic bill faces an uphill battle. The Senate Judiciary Committee, which oversees gun legislation, is chaired by Republican Senator David Simmons. And Republican Senators Kelly Stargell and Dennis Baxley also sit on the committee. The three are staunch Second Amendment supporters. But Senator Book is confident the evidence speaks for itself.
The facts are what the facts are. The Department of Agriculture, under Adam Putnam, once allowed a 5% error rate for employees who process concealed carry background checks. That wouldn't fly under FDLE oversight.
Book says it's not about limiting access to guns. It's about keeping them out of the hands of dangerous people. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.